Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today, right here as we get closer towards Thanksgiving. And we are in the full midst of the Major League Baseball offseason. And, you know, a lot of rumors flying. You know, Juan Soto meeting with a bunch of different teams so far. And one of those who he might be meeting with soon, we don't have a concrete date or anything like that. But according to John Heyman, the Phillies plan to meet with Juan Soto. That is where we are going to start. We will tell you where Zach Wheeler finished in Cy Young voting. You probably already know that. Preview the 2025 Major League Baseball Hall of Fame ballot. And we will get into, you know, more specifically, the four Phillies that are on the ballot this year. Update you where they are, where they finished last year, where they potentially... Yeah, we'll quick preview on the four Phillies, four former Phillies that are on the ballot this year, and a couple of other pieces of news regarding the Fightins. So starting with the aforementioned Juan Soto, Juan has met with the Mets. He's met with the Red Sox. He's now met with the Dodgers as well, correct? And he's also now met with the Yankees. And I mentioned the Red Sox, right? So Juan Soto has met with teams so far. And honestly, I wasn't sure if Soto was going to meet with the Phils, but looks like he is. You know, after John Middleton says at the University of Penn that there's probably a likely chance that the Phils aren't going to acquire Juan Soto. And I see some fans on Twitter saying that, oh, maybe there's still a chance that we can get him. I still don't know about that. Look, even if the Phillies plan to meet with him, it feels like to me, like, and I know Yamamoto wasn't that, obviously, there's not many bigger free agents in the history of sports than Juan Soto right now. So I'm not comparing Juan Soto to Yamamoto last year, but it's like when the Phillies met with Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who ended up signing with the LA Dodgers. It was kind of like, probably not going to get Yamamoto, but might as well give it a shot. They don't really get Japanese. They haven't really gotten Japanese players in the past like that. So this is what it kind of feels like. That's what it kind of feels like. You know, John Heyman straight from Twitter, quote, the Phillies haven't met with Juan Soto yet, but they plan to. Not many teams want to win more than them. I don't really know why you needed to add that second sentence. Like, fine. Like, yeah, I get it, because the Phillies have been trying to spend a lot of money, or have been. One of the highest payrolls in baseball. But so do the Mets. And that's who honestly, I've changed. Like, I thought it was the Yankees. I thought it was going to be the New York Yankees. And the fact that what really has put me over the edge here is that Steve Cohen, apparently, according to sources, is willing to go $50 million above the highest bidder for Juan Soto. And the Mets will spend, you know that, highest payroll in baseball last year, right? So it doesn't feel like it. And I just read an article from MLB.com on the Yankees. Like, Hal Steinbrenner said, like, you know, they would like to consider themselves one of the favorites. They're going to try their best, which doesn't exactly, I don't know if I got that quote exactly right, but doesn't sound like the Yankees are, not that they're not confident, but it doesn't sound like they're like, oh, they're all in on Soto. They're all in. And the blah, like, man, it feels like he's going to be a Met. It's just the fact that he's willing to go $50 million above the highest bidder. That just feels like Juan Soto is going to be a Met. So that's an update for you on Juan Soto. We'll keep you up to date on everything going around surrounding Soto and his potential meeting with the Phils and everything that's happening. It sounds like he's going to make a decision by like mid-December. That's what it sounds like. So in the next like 2 to 3 weeks, we'll know where Juan Soto is going to be. Unfortunately, another year, Zach Wheeler has an unbelievable season. This is right there with 2021. And Zach Wheeler once again finishes second in Cy Young voting, second to Chris Sale. Chris Sale, 26 first place votes, 4 second place, for a total of 198 points in the voting. Wheeler finishing second, and 25 second place votes, 4 first place, for a total of 130. Some other Phillies that finished in the top 13 in Cy Young voting, because that's what MLB.com's article says, or it's the top 13 that they gave me. I didn't go through all, what, like 25, I think you can go to. Christopher Sanchez finishing 10th in voting. Good for Sanchez, man. Sanchez has been, man, he was really a revelation for the Phils this year, and going forward as a young phenom. Love the season that Sanchez put together for the Phils. 2 fifth place votes for a total of 2 points, but finishes 10th in voting. Aaron Nola, who had a nice bounce back season, finishing 13th in Cy Young voting, gets one fifth place vote for a total of 1 point. So Aaron Nola. So I guess it only goes up to 13th. Maybe MVP voting is one that like goes up to 25th in voting, I guess. Maybe I'm thinking of that. But either way, Nola finishing 13th in Cy Young voting. So you had, honestly, it's pretty awesome. It's right there with the 2011 rotation as far as how good they were. Those three guys plus Ranger, you know, still having a good year. I know he had a sketchy second half, but Ranger still having that good first half. You had four really good starters at the end of the year. And this all comes back to, I mean, really, as far as the Cy Young results go, we're talking about Zach Wheeler here. It's unfortunate. There are some people out there trying to make the case for Wheeler, and I did think there was somewhat of a case. But I think Sale just edged him out, had a full run lower in his FIP. It was close, because Wheeler had 3 more games started than him, and he had 200 innings flat, compared to Sale's 177 innings. So Wheeler, I think there was a case to a certain extent. A lot of their numbers were very similar, but Sale just edges him out. And there's those voters out there that, you know, like the pitching triple crown. And not to say that Sale didn't deserve it, but I really don't care about the pitching triple crown when it comes to wins, because wins do not matter. They're one of the worst stats in sports history. So I don't really look at that. I don't care. Like, it's cool he won the pitcher triple crown, but Sale, nonetheless, I think he did deserve it. And Zach Wheeler finishing second, unfortunately. But I did think it was right for Sale to win. Did think it was right. And unfortunately, Zach Wheeler finishing second. You know, there was probably even a bigger case for him in 2021 when Corbin Burnes won that Cy Young as well. I still think Burnes deserved that. But, you know, there's probably a lot of Phillies fans out there that hate me for that comment. But look, Wheeler had two. I mean, Wheeler has been unbelievable. And there's also a really good article by Mike Petrillo on MLB.com. Talking about whether or not Zach Wheeler could be on his way to the Hall of Fame. And I think it's a really interesting article. Do I think he's a Hall of Famer right now? No, but I don't think he was necessarily saying that. But it's a really interesting article comparing Wheeler to pitchers in the past and, you know, using the wins above replacement metric, you know, to cite Wheeler as potentially on his way to the Hall of Fame. But I think it's a really interesting article, so check that out. MLB.com, Mike Petrillo's article. Okay, Major League Baseball Hall of Fame ballot. We have four returning Philadelphia Phillies. None of the newcomers played for the Phillies at all. We'll get the non-Philly stuff out of the way for a minute. Of the newcomers, there's four guys that intrigue me. There's two guys I definitely think are Hall of Famers. Actually, one guy for sure, obviously, and everyone knows. Ichiro should 100% be in the Hall of Fame. CC Sabathia is an interesting one to me. I'm going to have to take a closer look at CC. I think CC's borderline, and I know he's probably more of a Hall of Famer than he isn't, but I'm still skeptical on CC, so I'm going to take a closer look at CC. He's a newcomer. Dustin Pedroia, do I think he's a Hall of Famer? No, but I think just because of his popularity, and he did have a good career, I do think he'll get some backing to a certain extent by fans and maybe some voters. And then Felix Hernandez, who had just an incredible peak. But I don't think he had enough of a body of work. But had to take a bit of a closer look with Felix Hernandez. But those four intrigue me. Ichiro, Cece, Pedroia, and King Felix intrigue me the most of the newcomers. And the other ones, before I get to the four Phillies here, Andrew Jones, who, what, he's on his, I believe he's on his eighth year on the ballot, I believe. Eighth year. And 61.6% last year. I think Jones is a Hall of Famer. He's close. He's going to be an interesting one. And then Carlos Beltran as well. Carlos Beltran in his third year gets 57.1%. I think Beltran's a slam dunk Hall of Famer. I think the only thing that's holding him back are some of the people that maybe still think the Astro sign stealing could be a bit of an issue. But I think the more the months and years go by here, I think the more we're just like, okay, whatever. So Beltran, I think, is going to be a Hall of Famer. Maybe not this year, but next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
couple of years, but it'll be interesting to see how much support he garners this year. Four Phillies I'm looking at, or the four Phillies on the ballot. Number one, I know a lot of us, it's a weird relationship with Billy Wagner, because Wagner, former Met too, and probably more people remember him with the Mets. 73.8% in his ninth year. He's going into his final year in the ballot. I do think Wagner gets in. I do, just because of the support he got last year. I do think he gets in his last year in the on his final ballot. I do. And, you know, had a really, like, incredible numbers if you look at them. Like, Billy Wagner was pretty insane and pretty dominant. And maybe the only thing that's holding him back a little bit, maybe the longevity, but I mean, even in the years he pitched, he was insane. Wagner, 1.2% off last year. I think he gets in. Bobby Abreu in his sixth year. Abreu's always an interesting one. He's always been borderline to me. I mean, I think last time I looked and did my due diligence on Abreu, I still think he just misses, but Abreu had an incredible career and really, like, underrated. I don't mean incredible enough for the Hall of Fame, for sure, but, like, underrated career. So Bobby Abreu is going to be on his sixth year this year, 14.8% last year going into his sixth. Same thing with J-Roll as far as percentage goes. He had 14.8% in his third year going into his fourth this season. Not sure what I expect with J-Roll. Has gotten a little more each year, so we will see with J-Roll what kind of, you know, leap he could make this year. I still don't think he's a Hall of Famer, that without a doubt, but we'll see. Chase Utley, that's the interesting one. 28.8% in his first year on the ballot last year, going into his second this Hall of Fame season. Really interested to see what kind of support Chase gets on this ballot. But there's a lot of names, man. A lot of names that going to be interesting to see how much progress J-Roll and Utley specifically could make. A lot of names on the ballot, like Wagner, Jones, Beltran. You know, A-Rod's at 34.8% in his fourth year. Not sure. And I'm not really sure how I'm feeling about how the rest of the baseball world feels about A-Rod going into his fourth year. I'm not really sure, but, you know, Utley, David Wright only got 6.2% in his first year. He's barely sitting on the ballot, but Ichiro, Cece, again, Pedroia, Felix. So those ones are all interesting to me. So we'll see. It's going to be a fun year. It's going to be a fun year. People are definitely going to get in. It's not going to be one of those years like a couple of years ago where we got nobody in the Hall of Fame, which no one wants. We don't want that. That's not fun. We need at least a couple of guys in. So 2025 MLB Hall of Fame ballot, Wagner, Abreu, Rollins, and Utley, the Phils that we're looking at this year. And we will keep you up to date on every single not really up to date there. I mean, Dick Allen also on the Classic Era committee. But as we get closer to mid to late January, when the announcements are made, we will keep you. I'll probably give my predictions to, I don't even know. But we'll do some type of predictions late, towards mid to late January, with Phil's Hall of Fame and the rest of the Hall of Fame too. Okay. Real quick, three Phillies have been added to the 40-man roster. They were added on Tuesday night. And these three guys, protecting them from next month's Rule 5 draft: Mick Abel, Phil's number 6 prospect; Gene Cabrera, 13th overall prospect for the Phils; and Moises Chace, 26th among the Phillies' top 100 prospects. All protecting them from the Rule 5 draft, because Phil's probably need some starting pitching depth. Taiwan Walker last year, not good. They're going to need somebody in that fifth starter spot, because Andrew Painter isn't probably, according to Todd Zielecki, probably going to join the Phils. If he does join the big league rotation, it wouldn't happen until the summer, because of his two seasons that he missed with the Tommy John surgery. So Cabrera, Abel, and Moises Chace all added to the Phillies 40-man, protecting them from the Rule 5 draft. So those three guys added to the 40-man roster around Major League Baseball. A couple of things to talk about here. National League Cy Young Award, it was Chris Sale, unfortunately not Zach Wheeler, but in the American League, and it was pretty obvious. I mean, both were going to be obvious either way, but Tarek Skubal wins the American League Cy Young Award, just like Chris Sale. He wins the Triple Crown. He wins the American League Pitcher Triple Crown, which is wins, strikeouts, and ERA. Again, I don't care about that because wins don't matter, but whatever. But he wins the Triple Crown. Doesn't even matter. He deserved the Cy Young Award. So congrats to Tarek Skubal. Roky Sasaki. According to Rob Manfred, he said he expects Roky Sasaki to sign with a club as part of the 2025 international signing class, meaning he cannot sign before January 15th. So Roky Sasaki expecting to sign with the club in 2025, and that is exciting because the kid's nasty. Kid throws triple digits with one of the most unique, nasty splitters I think I've ever seen. So that's exciting for the sport. Roky Sasaki, according to Manfred, expecting to sign with the club as part of the 2025 international signing class and will not sign before January 15th. Trade news, some trade news here. Eli Morgan and the Cubs. The Cubs acquire Eli Morgan from the Cleveland Guardians for outfielder Alphonsín Rosario. Also, the Cubs decided to DFA Patrick Wisdom. And the Cubs 40-man roster currently stands at 40 players. MVPs are announced tonight. Probably going to be Judge and Ohtani. Not probably, it will be. In the American League, the three candidates are Bobby Witt, Aaron Judge, and Juan Soto. In the National League, it's Ketel Marte, Francisco Lindor, and it's Shohei Ohtani. I mean, those are your MVPs. I mean, it's going to be Judge and Ohtani. So be ready for it. Judge, Ohtani, looking like they are going to be your American League MVP and your National League MVP, respectively. Okay, how about a little of this day in Phillies history? This day on November 21st, 1914, the Phillies announced the selection of Wilmington, North Carolina as a site of the following year's spring training camp. Fast forward to 1972, Rooley Carpenter becomes Phillies president, following the resignation of his father, Bob, who took over the team in 1943. 1978, some names you might know. Bob Boone, Gary Maddox, Mike Schmidt, and Larry Boa earned gold gloves. It was the first time the team had ever had four winners. So Bob Boone, Gary Maddox, Schmidt, and Boa, gold gloves in 78 on this day. 2011, Governor Neil Abercrombie declared the day Shane Victorino Day in Hawaii. Victorino was honored for his baseball accomplishments and support for Hawaii youth. I kind of remember that. Okay. Some transactions. In 1933 on this day, traded Chuck Klein to Chicago Cubs in exchange for Ted Klenhans, Mark Koenig, Harvey Hendrick, and $65,000, which I feel like it was a lot of money back then. Well, I mean, that's when you trade... When you trade Chuck Klein, I guess that's what you're going to get back. 1962, traded Jimmy Coker to Baltimore for cash. 1996, signed free agent Rex Hudler. 2000, signed free agent Jose Mesa. He was the closer when I was growing up, so very remember Jose Mesa very fondly. 2013, signed free agent Carlos Ruiz, Chooch, one of the favorites of that era of Phillies baseball. Born on this date, November 21st, 1897. Let's take it back. Andy High. 1905, Les Malin. I think that's how they say his name. 1914, George Sherrin. 1924, Warren Hacker. Great baseball name right there, Warren Hacker. 1952, Bill Allman. And 1989, Jose Perella. No, none of these names, but it's okay. That's what this day in history will always provide for me, but maybe some of you out there can school me on some of these guys that I just mentioned there. Happy birthday to all of them. And probably maybe some of them are not with us. So, So probably not happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday to even though you still say happy birthday to people, even if they're not with us anymore. So happy birthday to all of those guys on this day in Philly's history. As always, shout out to broadandpatterson.com who provide me with the info for this day in Philly's history. Always really appreciate digging up all that info. And that, my friends, is going to do it for another edition of Philly's Today. As we go out, you know, as we go throughout with the show, let me know what you like, what you don't like, comments, all that. You can follow me on Twitter /X at @Rojas_media_. Also, let me know, Blue Sky, Blueski, whatever you call it, is that a platform I should be using? Like, is that a site people are like really using now? Like, there's so many sites, so many social media apps, you know? Like, I was even like, I'm fine with using TikTok, but like, I mean, how many we got to go with here? I did delete Snapchat a while ago, but like, what are we doing? So let me know. Is Blue Sky or Blue Ski worth it? That's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas. I'll talk to you guys soon.